This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show, sponsored by Morgan and Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phillies get set for the second half of the season. Back in action tonight against the Los Angeles Angels. Scott Fransky joins us right now. Scott, how are you doing today?
I could not be better. How are you guys?
Scott, we're doing great and excited to talk to you and excited for the Phils to be back second half of the season. Scott, as you look forward here, obviously the trade deadline is the big thing now on everyone's mind with the All-Star break out of the way and the draft out of the way. Scott, if you had a guess, do you think the Phillies are going to be very aggressive at the trade deadline or more, hey, they're going to try to patch some holes? Because the last couple years, it's felt more like they're patching holes than super aggressive to go get a difference-making player. If you had a guess, how would you guess maybe their mindset is this time?
I would guess that their mindset is to be very aggressive. Does that mean they'll make a bunch of deals that everybody loves? No, because the universe of available players is not maybe what it was in some other years. A lot of teams still think they're in it. A lot of teams might hold on to players. I think they're going to try to be really aggressive, but that doesn't mean they're going to hit on everything. But yes, I think they're going to try to make some big moves if they can do it.
So I agree. I do think they will try to be aggressive. But to your point, exactly, you can't just pick and choose from every roster, right? There's only so many available deals out there.
Right.
I know we agree there's multiple holes they could fill, but just from your point of view, if they could add an impact player either in the lineup or the bullpen, which way do you think they would steer?
I think they'll try both.
Right. Agreed. Yeah.
Put that out there. They try both. I don't think they look at it as an either-or situation. They're trying to do and, right? This and that. Now, maybe one gets done and the other doesn't get to the finish line, and that's what you end up with. For my money, if you could only make one deal, I would go get a lockdown reliever. I just think it's going to be – you're going to have great starting pitching. And you're going to have great starting pitching to get you to the playoffs, but I think you need a lockdown reliever to use in the biggest moments of the game, and it might only be once in a big moment in a game two situation kind of thing, right?
Right.
Because you're going to lean on your starters, but I just need I need a bullpen guy that's going to lock it down. That's for me. Plus, I think you at least have the potential that, Harper goes off or Schwarber goes off or Turner goes off, right? I mean, these guys could go off, right? And they could be that impact that you're looking for in a short series or whatever. But I just think I don't see anybody fitting that bill right now in the bullpen.
Scott Fransky with us. Start of the second half tonight for the Phils. The Angels are in town, followed by the Red Sox. Scott, it felt to me like a change towards the end of the first half last weekend with something we see in the lineup or didn't see. Typically for the whole season, when a right-handed pitcher pitches, Max Kepler is in the lineup. And on Sunday against the Padres with Nick Pivetta pitching, he was not in the lineup. We saw Otto Kemp. And I know, they had some other stuff going on. Bohm was out. They moved the lineup around. Schwarber was one. But What did you make of that? Do you think that was a one-off, or maybe have we reached a tipping point here where it's a sign of things to come?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there's probably more of that to come. I just think you, as an organization, you owe it to yourself. Like, could Otto Kemp do this? You know, I don't know. He's hit a little better against righties than he has against lefties, to be perfectly honest. Could he do this? I don't know if he can. I don't know if he'd be what everybody's hoping for, you know, some corner outfielder that can hit 30 bombs. You know, obviously he's going to have major defensive limitations. He hasn't had to do a whole lot out there in left, but and he's done okay. But we all know where the Phillies outfield defense is. And I don't know that you want to actively make it worse. I think they're just trying to find some offense from somewhere. And if it happens to come from Otto Kemp, great. So was it a one-off? In a sense, yes. But I do think they're willing to at least put their toe in the water and see if he can hit righties too.
Scott, there was an interesting story Matt Gelb had at the beginning of the break about the Phillies' approach and how it's worked in the first half versus how it hasn't. And I think we've seen some better things, right, compared to years past. They've probably chased a little bit less. Trey Turner maybe has made the best switch compared to years past, and he's been more consistently good. But the power is also down. They've gotten to advantageous counts, and they haven't slugged like they used to in those spots. After watching the way the Phillies have hit the first half, do you think it's been a net positive, the change in approach, which is maybe a little bit less go all out to try to hit the ball hard and a little bit more of, hey, let's work better counts, let's put the ball in play, but the power is significantly down from where it's been. What do you make after watching it for a full half?
I don't know on that subject specifically. I got to be honest with you because, you know, if you dig really deep into the numbers, some of them are really strange, right? So, okay, patience, we'll get a pitch to hit, this, that, and the other. Well, as a club, at last check, they were hitting over 400 in the first pitch of an at-bat when they put it in play. They're hitting under 200 when it's a 2-0 count and they put it in play. How does that make sense, right? That flies in the face of that basic strategy. I don't know. Are they scoring more runs? Is that the net? You know, I think everybody wants to see more slug. I think they likely will find more. I mean, I just think Harper alone will provide more of it in the second half. But I just think, for me, they just need some more kind of grinded out type at-bats as they get through the middle part of the lineup, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8. They just haven't driven in enough runs, those guys. They haven't produced enough when they're men in scoring position. And I don't know what the reason is, really, but they are going to have to find, you know, JT's obviously swung the bat a lot better over the last 3 weeks. There's no question about it. But they've got to have those guys produce some runs because it can't all be on those top three dudes. It won't work like that. Not, you know, over the long haul. It just won't work like that.
So you're obviously closer to the team than a lot of people. And one thing, you know, from my perspective, I was lucky enough, I'm close to the Eagles. And last year, as they got good and it was the midway point of the season, there was a feeling in the locker room of, we have something special and we can do something special in the postseason. I'm curious from your perspective, what's the vibe like in the clubhouse right now? Is it one of, hey, we have one of the better records in baseball, we can go out and do something? Or do you sense maybe more with the outside feels, which is there's a nervousness of maybe this is our last chance together?
You know, it's interesting. I'm not sure if I would use the nervous part of it. I do think there's definitely a sense from these guys that they're unfulfilled, right? They have a mm-hmm. goal. It's still out there. It's been out there for a number of years, right? You know, the same way, you know, you think back to Jalen and thinking about, you know, losing that one Super Bowl and he's coming back. You know he's coming back, right?
Yeah.
And they had that same sort of hunger, I think, and desire. But I also feel like they feel like they can be better than they've shown this year. And, you know, again, can they? I don't know. Will they? I don't know. They're in first place, which is great, but I still feel like they have the same sense that we all do, that this team could be better than they are. than they have been. And, for all the things that have gone right, here's what you can add up that's gone wrong, and what would that mean? I just think the bullpen itself, I mean, if you look at the games that have either gotten away late or they just, the way these starters have pitched has been so unbelievably dominant. You could easily find five games in there, right, that should have gone the other way. Whether it's a run here or there or a bullpen, an out here or there from the bullpen, and all of a sudden you're talking about a five-game lead. So I do think there's still that desire, that hunger. I think they're still very much the same as they've always been, like a bad loss. It's over. I mean, the next day, these guys just move on. And I think that's a great trait for them, because they know how to, get up and do it again the next day and try to win a game the next day.
Scott, Bryson Stott, we've talked a lot about him this year, and they moved him all around the lineup early on when he was doing well. He was the top hitter, he was the leadoff hitter, and then they had to drop him down. And now a lot of conversation has gone on the last week or so is maybe should he just get less playing time? He plays against righties, yeah, not against lefties, but maybe just more Edmundo Sosa just overall at second base. What do you think about the way Stott played in the first half, and do you think the Phillies would maybe think about playing him less if he doesn't pick it up?
Well, I think they would think about it. Edmundo's splits are pretty obvious. I mean, he's definitely a guy who mashes left-handed pitching. And I just think as you go forward, unless something dramatically changes soon for Bryson, I think Edmundo is going to get a lot of starts when there's a lefty on the mound. Now, that's not a lot of games, obviously. It comes and it goes, and you go through a week and you might see three of them, and then you go for another week and you'll see any. But I think he's definitely going to have to play more against lefties. I assume that's going to happen at second base. But they, Bryson is part of that group that I just talked about in that part of the lineup. He's got to do more. He's got to produce more. They just have to get more out of that because, again, you look at his numbers since April, the end of April, and it's just not getting it done. And he knows it. He knows he should be better and could be better and is trying to get better. And he's hoping to find it. But I do think that's a spot where, again, for sure with a lefty on the mound, Edmundo's got to play more. He just has to.
Yeah, he has. And he seems to do a lot when he does against those lefties. Scott, we appreciate it. Hope the break was great for you. And we're excited to hear you back on the game soon. Thank you, Scott.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, we'll talk soon. There we go. Scott Fransky, of course, with the Phillies back in action tonight against the Angels. That was an interesting question you asked about the vibe around the team, because I mean, I'm not there, right? We're not, like, you know, you're around the Eagles all the time. We're not in the clubhouse all the time. I just get the sense watching them that it feels like there's a weight on their shoulders. I don't feel like the Phillies play freely.
So I think the Eagles last year had a weight on their shoulders. And, you know, when a team wins a championship, obviously we romanticize the entire season. Like, there were stretches last year, obviously, where they were not playing well. And there was a lot of pressure, especially on Nick. You think about the, you know, after the Browns game, he shaves his head, he yells at a fan, and it's pretty ugly. But one thing that was always the case last year is they were so singularly focused, in my opinion, on avenging that Super Bowl loss. And there was, I thought, a healthy anger from the team of, we should have won in 2022. We blew it in 2023. We are not letting that happen in 24. And why one, you know, I thought it was a good answer by him is, I wonder how the Phillies feel. Are they in unison of, we can do this and we are going to do it? Or is there a sense of, you know, this could be it? I think with the Eagles, there was not really a nervousness of, this could be it. I know on the outside we talked about, you know, maybe Nick loses his job, but I don't think that was ever really going to happen.
It helped that they're young. They were younger.
Yeah, exactly. The Phillies are older. And so it was easier for them to lock in and say, we're in this together. The Phillies very much know that they are not in this together beyond this year. And Yeah, so I thought it was an interesting answer by him.
Yeah, and it could go one of two ways. They could channel and say, let's go finish this together, what we started, you know, three seasons ago,
right,
4 years ago. Or it could get, the pressure could get to them. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I feel like the pitchers are going to do well. It's the hitters. It's the batters.
Well, and what's interesting about the Phillies is, 2 years ago, or really prior to the Diamondbacks loss, I thought this Phillies team was one of the more clutch teams of my lifetime.
They had it.
Yeah, exactly. Where if there's a big at-bat or whatever, like, I would trust them to get it done. Now I view the Eagles that way. I mean, the Eagles, and I think that's the vibe I get being around the team this offseason, is they know how good they are and they know how to get it done. Like, they know the blueprint. They know if they do things a certain way,
they'll win.
They will win. Mm. I don't know if the Phillies feel that way. It, which is crazy because they were at one point the team of that believed in themselves so much. I don't get the sense they believe in themselves the way they used to.
So here's a question for the trade deadline coming up then. Does Dave Dombrowski have to give them a boost? Because the last two, whether or not, and I know there's different things, like some people don't want to go all in with this team or you're worried about the future, but just for this particular team, I feel like they could use some jet fuel from the GM. Like, I believe in you.
I mean,
go
Saquon.
Win the World Series. Saquon was
to
that.
An extent. Like, I know it's not midseason.
The last two deadlines for the Phillies have been, like, tepid. Like,
right.
Tanner Banks and Austin Hayes. That's more like a, yeah, we have enough here. I think it actually would give them a boost if he goes and gets a star player. Like, hey, I believe, now go finish it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, because the other interesting aspect to this, and Kyle has brought it up, is the next era of Phillies baseball. Like, they are well aware that, like, Miller, Painter, Crawford, those guys are viewed as the next window.
Yeah.
And so if you're Schwarber or if you're Bryce or whoever, and it's a day after the trade deadline and you know the team did not give up the pieces for the next window, that has to just amplify the pressure of, our window, if not closed, is certainly, you know, like, right there.
Yeah, they're looking at the future.
Exactly.
Yeah, they are. 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let me check in the poll. I'm going to check the poll question today, which, of course,
do you look at the percentages?
I
There's no guessing here.
I have not looked.
Okay, all right.
Okay. The Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Now, Kyle told me before the show, because he put it up before the show, it was like very close between Utley and Hertz, and then very few votes for Joel. Is that
not
where
surprising?
Is that still where it is?
I've not looked.
All right, let me
I didn't know if I had to guess.
Well, you want to guess? All right, so you guess where it is right now, 2 hours into the show. So the poll question was, with one spot left on the top five Philly athletes of the last quarter century, which of these players is most deserving of the spot? And we had three choices: Jalen Hurts, Chase Utley. We threw Joel because he was on your top five.
Yes, and he belongs in the top five.
Well, the voting would
say
otherwise.
I'm going to guess Joel has 6%?
He has 7. You almost hit it on the on the money. So you have 93% to play with here.
All right. This is where, again, the math of not having real jobs hurts. So I'm going to say Jalen, because it's an online poll, has 52%.
You're very close. Jalen has 50%.
Ooh, okay. So that would leave Utley at
43%. Hurts at 50, Utley 43, Joel at 7%, which is interesting because Joel's kind of, I wonder whose votes he's taking. Right, because if we took Joel out of the poll, it could be 50-50, or it could be whatever.
You could also argue Joel, talent-wise, is the most talented of the three.
Yeah. I think he clearly is. He's the highest pick of all.
Now, what hurts him, in the same way I think it should hurt Trout, is Joel does not have postseason success. He has more than Trout does, but he has...
I agree with that, yeah.
Nothing of note, really.
I agree. What do you got?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I've just lost all faith in humanity at this point.
Because of the poll, because of the Jalen Hurts stuff?
This whole thing is...
You gonna be all right?
It is crazy.
Kyle needs a weekend.
You're
here.
So upset, or not upset, that you're so shocked that the Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, I'm not shocked. I'm just like,
but the fact that it's
starting to wear on me.
The fact that you
bit.
Think it's wrong, he is.
Well, it is wrong.
But he is the Super Bowl MVP.
Wow. So he played pretty well in one game where they couldn't pick a defensive player to give an award to.
But not one game, the Super Bowl. I think we've almost got to a point where
we've almost forgotten the season.
The season does not matter as much as the Super Bowl. It doesn't.
But it's the context of all of it. The last season we watched, Jalen Hurts played for the most of the season, probably like between the 8th and 12th best quarterback.
Yeah, I would probably agree with
this
that.
This season has been Hurts washed. The defense won that Super Bowl.
The defense was awesome in the Super Bowl.
The defense won the Super Bowl.
Yes, but he was amazing in the Super Bowl.
He was good.
No, he was amazing.
He was good.
No. Early in the game, when it was still close, he was amazing. When they were up a ton, obviously things changed.
I think people need to... you know, we did the rewatch the 22 Super Bowl?
Yes.
We all need to rewatch that 24 Super Bowl. That defense was the reason they won the Super Bowl from start to finish. It's not even up for debate.
No, but like there is room for debate there, right? So first of all, the defense was unbelievable. Jalen still had to score points, right? Like Jalen still had to take care of the ball. Jalen had to get the team, right? So all that matters. And I'm not doing this to diminish the defense. The defense
was too late.
No, but you're diminishing the offense.
As I should be.
No, I don't think you should
be. The defense won the Super Bowl
for us. The defense was awesome in the Super Bowl. I agree with you. They were better than the offense. But what you're doing is just being like, well, he's Super Bowl MVP because he was great in one game. It is the game. Like, the game he was awesome in. And so that matters when people vote.
When Cooper DeJean returned the interception, 17-0.
Yes.
Right? And then the next drive for the Bond interception. And they had the ball in the what, 12?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I think the offense could have left the stadium and they win the game.
I agree with you.
Like they could have,
but the offense had scored 17 points at that point.
They had scored 10. Cooper
DeJean after the. Oh, okay, you're saying I was doing after the AJ touchdown.
Yeah. So like, the minute Cooper DeJean caught the football and ran into the end zone, it was 17-0.
Correct.
The next play that mattered was Bond's interception. They get the ball in the 12th. I think the starting offense could have left the stadium and they win the Super Bowl.
Disagree.
What do you mean?
You don't think the backups could have scored
a field goal from the 12th?
Yes, okay, I think
so
they could have.
So it's 20-0. Do you think if it mattered, the defense was giving up 20?
I think there's a very real world.
No
where
way. McCollum came in the fourth quarter.
Hold on. First of all, it was, they did give up more than 20 points the rest of the game. I know they took their starters out. I'm just saying. But again, you are viewing this as like a one-sided football game. The offense had to do their part to help the blowout as well. I get you're being extreme, but to say that 20 points is not a crazy amount of points for Patrick Mahomes in that defense.
They had 6 halfway through the fourth quarter.
Can I just give you the first 4 drives for each team?
Go ahead.
Eagles offense. Punt, touchdown, interception,
yep.
Field goal. Chiefs first 4 possessions. Punt, 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 pick six.
And then the next one was another pick.
That's 17-0 right there.
Yeah, the defense was amazing.
Okay.
So they
won the Super Bowl.
I want to make it clear why I'm doing what I said. Because it can't just be Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl as the trump card for everything.
But it can be.
No, but it can't.
But it's the most important card you can play.
No, but there's
and Jalen has it right now.
Each game has specifics. For Nick Foles' Super Bowl, he needed to play his ass off for four quarters.
Correct.
Otherwise, they would have lost. Jalen Hurts played very well. That's the truth, right? When he was on the field, he did a really good job. But I really mean it. The starting offense could have left when Bond intercepted the ball and the game's over.
But the reason the starting offense could have left is because they scored 10 points or whatever at that. It was not 7-0 is the point I'm making. Offense also scored.
Yes, they scored 10 points.
Correct.
And the game was over with 10 points.
But it wasn't over when Bond intercepted it. It was over when then AJ scored a touchdown.
Right.
And then the dagger, for what it's worth.
By the time they scored off of Bond's interception,
the dagger.
It was cosmetic.
The sideline didn't feel that way. Nick himself said, if we score here, it's over.
By the time the Eagles scored off of the Zach Bond interception on the short field, it was 24-0.
I know. The game was over.
It was the defense, guys.
The defense was great. I'm not diminishing the defense.
It was the reason they won the Super Bowl. It just was.
It was the reason in that game.
It was the entire season.
No.
What?
Dude, the defense was unbelievable. But again, you're not taking into account that a team functions. Well, you can. I'm excited for your weekend. It sounds like you have a fun weekend.
Yeah, bachelor party going on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's ruined right now.
No, but a team functions as well as the quarterback functions. That is how football works. The team is as good as the quarterback. The defense is as good as the quarterback most times because if the quarterback is playing at a high level, the defense is put in advantageous situations. The running game's as good as a quarterback. The offensive line is often as good as a quarterback. That's how it works.
But well, isn't it symbiotic for both sides?
Yes, but for some reason with this Eagles team, we act like Jalen's the one benefiting from everybody, and nobody's benefiting from
Jalen. Well, he was
Jalen.
Probably the weakest link on the offense for the season.
He
absolutely was.
No, he absolutely was not.
If it's not him, it's Mekhi Becton. Who else is a weaker link?
They're all awesome, but it's true.
But by default, somebody has to be the weakest.
I get your point, but the way you're phrasing it is you're phrasing him as a weak link. He was not a weak link on the offense.
They went 8 weeks without a pass over 25 yards. Because, 8 weeks.
Again, you need to add context to these things. Like the Ravens game, right? The Ravens game, his numbers are not great. We watched that game.
He didn't do much against the Ravens.
He did. That's not true.
He had 11 completions.
Yes, but that is what the game required. Like you can point to these numbers, and I get that they tell a certain part of the story. But we watch the games, and when the team is up big and they're killing clock, that is going to
impact. But they weren't up big in Baltimore. Yeah. They were down 9-0.
But they killed 11 minutes of the final 12 by holding onto the ball. That was the best outcome.
But I can't do what the game required thing. If Tywon Walker goes out and pitches four innings, gives up four runs, but the offense wins the game for them, then Tywon Walker did what was required for the Phillies to win.
This is it's become the old way to value a pitcher is wins and losses. We moved past that.
Well, but that's I don't think we should completely move past it. But regardless, wins and losses for a quarterback is far different than wins and losses for a pitcher. And you know that.
It is. But
the pitcher doesn't pitch the whole game, right? So that's why we stopped using
this. It's
just the
game requires thing. If you're doing the bare minimum, but they end up winning, then you can always say that so-and-so did what was required to win.
But here's why it's different for Jalen. He's been the starting quarterback for, 4 years?
Yes.
How many games do you think we could come up with where he's the reason they lost?
Well, they don't lose many games.
Exactly. That's the point I'm making.
Giants
because
game in 21.
Wins,
I mean, I could come up with
the Eagles have good teams.
Because the quarterback's good.
Part of it.
No.
A large part of it. No, but okay. But the ultimate point was
have a great defense.
Last season, the Eagles were as good as they were, beginning with the defense and ending with the defense.
Okay, let me disagree. Let me throw this in. And again, the debate is Utley belongs over Jalen Hurts. We're just bogged down on
Utley.
You know, obviously Chase Utley should belong. We want your phone calls on that, but. Like the Rams game last year in the playoffs, what do you think the story on WIP and the conversation and the callers would have said the next day if they lost? Hurts.
If they lost.
Hurts.
I agree with you.
But
here's the thing.
That's why he said weak link.
But here's the thing. They didn't lose.
I know.
Correct. So you're right. In a hypothetical world where something else happened,
maybe.
But that's not what happens when Jalen's the quarterback. So we can point to all these. What if they lose this? What if they lose this? They didn't. Because Jalen has a long track record of winning.
Yes, but if other quarterbacks don't have the same luxury to play with all these good players. That's part of the story.
You act like other teams are just completely devoid of talent. Patrick Mahomes walked into a way better situation than Jalen did.
Have you seen the Bengals defense?
The Bengals defense is bad. I agree with you on that.
The Bills made the playoffs once in a decade and a half before Josh Allen arrived.
Yeah, and Josh Allen's awesome. Yeah. He's a top five quarterback.
I agree.
But he also has talent. Their defense is very good.
I know, but we can't. Something has to give here. They have the best GM. They have the best coach and the best quarterback. No, like there's the top of the
Eagles. You're saying,
yeah,
like because they won the Super Bowl.
But they have the best GM. That's the drive. To me, that's the driving force of the whole thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this, and we got to do a blind date with a Phillies trade candidate. Maybe it's Mike Trout. I'll say yes if it is. Your call is coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Yes, it is time to make a deal. We're going to go on a Phillies blind date here. Kyle will give us a resume here of a player, and we'll say whether or not we want the Phillies to go and trade for him. We can even try to guess if we could figure it out. All right, Kyle.
I feel like I'm on Love is Blind right now.
It's exactly what it is.
So I'm actually, this one I think is going to be pretty easy for you guys.
Okay.
A little bit less thinking in
There's no shot I'll get it, but I'll try.
Well, this is more about whether or not you would be interested in the player.
Okay.
As opposed to guessing it. But I think this is going to be a clear yes from everybody. I just looked up and down his stats and I can't really find something where I'm like, I can't find any reason to not want this guy,
Okay. Barring
the asking price being insane, which I don't think it would be. So this is a right-handed relief pitcher, 30 years old, is a two-time All-Star, pitching to a 2.53 ERA in 2025. It's not even his best season in terms of ERA. Coming off of, I would say, without a doubt, his worst season as like a full-time relief pitcher, 5.77 ERA last season. So I guess that's something notable to look at. But He's a career 3.27 ERA guy. So that was definitely on the very low end of ERA for this guy. 2.53 this season, 32 innings pitched. Now, 45 strikeouts in those 32 innings pitched, only 9 walks, and he has 13 saves.
So I actually think I know who this is.
Really? One more year of arbitration. So he's a free agent after 2026. And it is very clear that the team he's on is going to be selling. The 1 year left on the deal, the age makes me think that he would not cost you too much, but you never know. So I think I know the answer to this, but you guys both would be interested in this player.
I'm interested, yeah. I mean, the 5 ERA last year is like, not what happened there.
Yeah.
Is can I try to guess the division he's in?
Yeah.
NL sure. Central?
Yes.
Can I guess the team?
Yeah.
Well, now, actually, never mind. I'm wrong.
It's the Pirates.
Now that it's the NL Central.
Pirates?
Yes.
So I thought it was actually the dude the Phillies had last year.
No.
Oh, which would have been interesting. Carlos Estevez.
His numbers are actually, I think, pretty good.
They are.
He's leading the American League at saves, Estevez. He was in the All-Star game.
I think his stats are similar to who he just read.
Yeah. They
Possibly.
Probably are. Yeah. This is David Bednar.
It is David Bednar.
I would take David Bednar.
Yeah.
So
I heard his name a lot. I didn't realize just how actually good he was until I looked at his stats.
He's had a weird year. So he was really bad the first 2 weeks of the season, I think, and that was a continuation last year. They sent him down to the minors. He went to the minors this season, and since he's come back, he's
been... I love that.
Well, the same thing. it's kind of reminiscent. Remember, Alvarado was sent to the minors the year the Phillies made the World Series, and then he came back and dominated the rest of the way. I would take Bednar.
It was the strikeout numbers, the strikeout-to-walk ratio in 32 innings that really hit me. 45 strikeouts.
Is he close to 31? Do you know?
Yes. So I think he's, let's see, it says on
his is he going to be 32
reference.
All of a sudden is my point?
No, well.
He turns 31 in October. So he'll play next season at 31 years
old. Okay, so you'll get a full year of him under 32.
Yep. Last year was the outlier. I mean, 2.53, 2.00, 2.61, 2.53. Last year was bad.
And what do you think it costs?
It's not going to cost you Miller or Painter. Right.
Justin Crawford.
You think it would cost Crawford? And how much longer is he under control? How much longer is he under control?
This guy, the Bednar?
Yeah.
He's got one more year.
So you get him for 2 playoff races.
Free agent after next season.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a nothing. You have to give something for
Crawford
him.
Thing does make it interesting.
Would you say, let's just say they call today and say, here's Bednar. You give us Justin Crawford.
Yeah, good.
I would say yes.
I just don't think I would. Now, Fransky made a good point, which is, the interesting thing about a reliever is he could have one big outing for you and it completely changes your entire postseason. Like if he saves a game, not literally saves, but let's say he comes in the seventh inning and basically helps you win a game too, then that's ultra important. But man, giving up on Crawford's future on a chance that he pitches in a high leverage spot, I just don't think I could
do it. So let me give you a comp. The guy was just in the All-Star game the other night. In 2016, the Cubs felt like they were one piece away from winning the World Series, and they hadn't won in 100 years, right? So they really were interested in winning it. They traded Gleyber Torres, who was one of the top prospects in baseball, for Aroldis Chapman. And Aroldis Chapman saves huge games in October. Yeah. They win the World Series. Now, Torres has made 3 All-Star games. He's been a good player. Like, he's not an MVP, but he's... Like, Justin Crawford... He could be a 2- or 3-time All-Star. He could be good. I think the Cubs would still make, like, if you go back, I don't think they regret the deal. I mean, they won the World Series.
The tough thing about giving up a young player is you basically have to win the World Series to make it worth it. If this guy that they trade for is awesome, now I guess you have him next year, but you don't win it, then the Phillies aren't rebuilding this offseason, but they are at a moment of change where they have to make a lot of decisions, and you will have given up one of the better young pieces you have on a hope you win it.
Ironically, the other side is in the late 80s, Larry Anderson was traded for Jeff Bagwell, and the Red Sox did not win with Larry Anderson, and Jeff Bagwell became one of the greatest players of all time. I mean, it's the risk you take. It's like trading a draft pick, like at the trade deadline.
I just think the Phillies got to try to remove emotion from this. I understand the desire to want to go in. It's just not a smart thing to do to give up one of
your... What is the point of all this, then?
The point of this is to remain competitive and give yourself as many chances at this as you can. The Phillies have a chance this year. We can debate how great of a chance, but they definitely have a chance to win it this year. If you trade one of these young pieces and you don't get it done, you could perhaps be severely impacting your chances for future years, multiple years.
Yeah, you could. I mean, I think this is why Howie's so good at what he does, because I think he assesses the now and the future better than anybody.
It's also different in football.
It is. Yeah. But I just, like, I don't know how bright the Phillies' future is. Like, what if Schwarber?
I don't think their future is bright unless these prospects are good.
Right. So what if Schwarber leaves and the prospects aren't as good as we think? They could stink anyway, and then they didn't even really... Like, I think it would irk me 5 years from now if I'm like, the trade... Like, they went to the World Series, and then the next three trade deadlines were Michael Lorenzen, Austin Hayes, and nothing. And I'd say they didn't give themselves the best shot.
So I get that, but I don't think you can use past trade deadlines to impact a decision you make now. Those trade deadlines are already passed, and they already blew it then. But you are at a different point than you were 3 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, they probably should have went more all in three years ago when the guys were younger.
Correct.
They were more in their prime. Yeah, but we're here now. I would take Bednar. All right, 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phones here. We're going to break this tie. It is Utley. It is Hurts. The final spot in our quarter century top five. The voting was super close when it came to all the listeners. We need your votes today. We'll add it up by the end and have ourselves a top five. Rich in Northeast Philly. Hey, Rich.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. Well, just craziness going on. You know, first and foremost, I definitely think that we got to give the push to Utley. I think he definitely needs to go up.
Why?
Performance. Just, again, he pulled the whole entire – Jalen pulled us together, but not the way Utley did. He was just a beast. And as soon as he came up to the plate, the fans – went nuts. Didn't matter what was going on. As soon as he came up to the plate, we thought that we had a chance. He also did a lot of things, clutch things, I think, that were more clutch than Jalen. And it just stood out.
I mean, Jalen's been pretty clutch.
Yeah, but again, we talk about it. The defense, I believe, facilitates all the success that the Eagles as an organization has, which takes away from what he's done.
The defense is definitely part of it. And I don't know if you mean it literally, but I don't think they are the full reason for the success. I mean, the offense was really good against Washington. The offense was really good in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
The defense was better, but the offense was really good. And throughout the year, the offense had to make a ton of plays. I mean, there were lots of moments throughout the year where Jalen on third and fourth down needed to make a play, and he did it. Like, think about the game after the Browns, right, where everyone's mad at him. The Giants game. That game was close heading into halftime. Jalen on fourth and three hits AJ down the field for a touchdown, and that game's over.
A remarkably similar play to before halftime against the Commanders in the title game.
Exactly.
It's like the same throw.
So I think we sometimes forget all of the big throws Jalen did make this year.
Well, he made one against the Jaguars to Devontae. He makes big throws down the sideline. It's the best thing he does as a thrower.
Though, the point I'm making. Like, he's a good third and fourth down quarterback.
I agree.
Yeah.
Let's continue with this chess. So point, counterpoint. So again, I would argue that with bullpen and pitching, you have a lot more on your shoulders as a pitcher. And again, you don't know if you're going to be getting yanked for another guy to come in a situation. So that is my argument. And also, again, you have a whole supporting cast when it comes to the defense that you can rely on. It's a different story when you're standing on the mound by yourself. So,
right, but Utley's not a pitcher. Right.
No. But we're talking about the Phillies, and we're talking about clutch. So that's what I'm saying. The context of the player and why they would get the nod.
Right. But then I guess my question you would be like, of Utley, a pitcher and a quarterback, there is far less pressure on Utley than those other two.
Yeah, but again, you're talking about 162 games versus 16. So context, this again, I would put Utley ahead.
The 16 games matter.
The other thing about Utley, I almost feel like, because everyone has a different favorite and who they like the best of that run, I always thought Utley's role as the one sandwiched in between Rollins and Howard was super important. He drove Rollins in a lot, but also part of the reason Ryan Howard had so many runs batted in is Utley was on base all the time. Like if Utley is not there, Ryan Howard's numbers are way different. Like, he was always on base for Ryan Howard. That was a big thing. Yeah,
sounds
it was
like
huge.
Utley played with a lot of talent.
Sure he did.
Yeah, real quick, I'm so sorry if I can interrupt. All right, so now the whole thing is just rips me apart because I'm a 4-for-4 guy. I grew up in the city. What in the world has happened to the Sixers and the Flyers? Why? How in the world have we gotten to the point where it's not something where we're losing our minds, we're going nuts, and if there's not something that is being done, and I mean done, where these guys are 2010, 15 years, the Flyers are the only ones that I could really give a thumbs up to in this conversation. I'm going to be turned 50 in less than 2 weeks. And what do I have to show for in my whole lifetime?
So,
other than Phillies and Eagles success.
Yeah. So
but a midlife crisis over the yeah. Sixers and the Flyers.
It is funny because we said on Wednesday we're kind of living the golden era, like the 25 years, yeah. of, right? But not for the Sixers and the Flyers.
No.
And Broads made this point on his show yesterday. It is kind of sad how we've all just somewhat accepted the Sixers as irrelevant.
Yeah. No, it's just, right.
You know, like the Sixers were my favorite team growing up by far. And now, I mean, I still like the Sixers, but we've all just kind of been like, yeah, they're not going to win this year. And we just move past
it's apathy.
We would never accept that for the Eagles.
No, we would scream and yell until they fix it. Rich, give us a concert we should go to.
Okay, so it's definitely got to be a Dave Matthews Band because it's a whole entire band and Red Rocks. Dave Matthews Band at Red Rocks is something that everyone and anyone in their lifetime should experience.
Red Rocks is the answer I was thinking of. In terms of a venue, I think Dave that Matthews is the band. Spot. I've never been. I really
Where
want
is
to.
Red Rocks?
Colorado. It's like outside of Denver.
Oh, like it's red. They're Red Rocks?
It's literally I don't know if they carved it out of the stone or what, but it is in the... In the rocks.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds like an awesome place to go.
You should look at the pictures. It's really cool.
I will look at that. So, he's right. He's right about the Sixers and the Flyers. They just have fallen. I mean, part of it, too, is the Eagles are one of the best teams in all of sports.
Yeah.
Like, they're the most popular team in Philadelphia, and they've also become, like, if you make a list of the five best teams in professional sports.
Yeah, they're in the discussion.
They're in the discussion.
How many, who's would be ahead of them?
So you could say the Dodgers. The Dodgers have won at a ridiculous level for like 13 straight years.
The Chiefs, I think, would have to be.
Chiefs.
I mean, I'm trying to think in basketball.
Are the Celtics
The Celtics,
there?
Maybe.
I think Celtics and Eagles are pretty similar.
Yeah.
They both have been at multiple finals recently.
I mean, the Florida whatever and
Panthers?
Hockey. Yeah.
I like the Florida,
Florida whatever.
yeah.
Is there? Are you going to tell us about a soccer team that's in the mix?
I was thinking of it, but I'll save
hold
you
that
guys.
One. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously teams overseas that are way better, but that's
for a different show. Jeff in Wilmington, what's up, Jeff?
What a dilemma I have. Yesterday, I said that Utley didn't belong on the top five or whatever.
But you're reconsidering.
Yeah. Well, no. He still doesn't. But he belongs. He's over Jalen on this little thing you guys have going on today, mainly because of a longer tenure and better consistency. Jalen may pass him in 5 years, and we can revisit that, but I got to put Utley on there. It kind of pains me to do that.
But, I mean, isn't Jalen's resume somewhat comparable to Utley's in about half the
Not
time?
Yet.
I don't know. They both have a championship, right? Jalen's been to two. Utley's been to
but
two.
But Utley's was in five All-Star games.
Correct. I think Jalen would have been in two
Pro Bowls.
Two Pro Bowls, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Utley had way more time, and it sounds like they've accomplished, other than the longevity stats, like, in terms
that's
of meaningful.
That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, but that's just longevity.
Right. Well, you can't make an argument if somebody played 1 year and another guy played 10.
Yeah, but it's not one versus 10.
No, but I think it does bring up a larger point. Like, if we're just talking about best players, like Saquon had maybe one of the best seasons we've ever seen. I looked, he got maybe one or two fifth or fourth place votes. Like, people maybe put him on their list, but like, he didn't get the votes based on his talent.
Yeah, and look,
he's
Jeff,
just been here 1 year.
I think your point is fair that obviously doing it for 10 years is more impressive than doing it for four. Like, I understand that it's harder to do it for a longer time. I just think that when you look at the difficulty of their jobs and the importance of their jobs, that kind of cancels out the longevity for me.
Okay, so Joe, I have a beef with you and with you, Elliot.
Perfect.
In no way do I want Mike Trout here. Mike Trout is the Joel Embiid of Major League Baseball. He plays on it. He's had great stats. He's hurt all the time. He plays on a team that doesn't give a crap. They're a badly run organization. Why would we bring that here? He's best known in this area for sitting in the end zone and catching footballs from guys flipping it to him after they.
I don't disagree with almost all of that. Do you think they're going to find a bat better than him?
I don't know, but. That's to be determined. I just don't want him. Like, give me anybody
and
else.
And that's part of finding a better bat, by the way. When you say find a better bat, the contract and the person is part of it.
Sure. You know, I actually think...
The contract is the biggest part.
Yeah, well, it is. And it's not good. I mean, I recognize that. And Jeff, I actually think we have gone the other way with the Trout fatigue. It used to be, oh, bring him here because he's from Millville. Now everyone's like, oh, he's a loser who just wants to come root for the Eagles. If his name wasn't Mike Trout, if it was Bob Smith, and I said he played in Los Angeles and he had these numbers and this is his career, I think more people would say, all right, maybe it's worth the risk. I think actually it's flipped to where people are like, I'm done with Mike Trout. He's a loser now.
Yeah, I don't completely disagree with you, but I do think it matters that he's never played in meaningful baseball games.
I agree.
The team is acquiring someone for the sole purpose of playing great in meaningful baseball games. They're going to make the playoffs without whoever they trade for. They're going to, you know, be competitive. It's about finding someone in the biggest spots. Will they step up? And for what it's worth, in the biggest at-bat of Trout's life in the world baseball, whatever, he struck out. Like, he really doesn't. It's true.
It's sad that that's the biggest spot.
But it is. And he struck out, right? So there are not really any meaningful examples to point to where you would say Trout is someone you would trust in a big spot.
No, I agree. I'm looking for the best player. And I think it's almost fine on the radar that he's back. And because, you know, I'll be real, as someone who's wanted him here, he hasn't played super well in a while. This is like the last month and a half is the best I've seen him in probably 3 years. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Joe, Kyle, EST, what's up, my dog?
What up, Terrence?
What's up?
Hey, man, I got a couple bones to pick with y'all, man.
Okay.
First of all, I'm out on the Trout thing, man. I feel like he's going to be so excited if he does come here. He's going to pop something or spring something the first day he's here. So I don't want Trout. I feel like he's injury prone. I'll take anybody else. But I do agree that we do need a bat in the lineup. But I'm a little out on Trout. Being that what ESP says, his track record on losing teams, he had them play in pressure situations, and his injury history. I feel like we already have enough injury problems with Harper and Nola that I feel like no one to Trout. Let's get to the Jalen business, man.
Okay.
Because, like, I heard you guys talking about my man, and I agree with the other caller before. Right now, I feel like I told Kyle we had a little argument. Right now, it's 50-50, but I feel like Jalen has the more upside right now. He's outperformed Utley. He's been to two Super Bowls. Utley's been to two championships, but that one versus New York, they got shut down. They didn't show up. I mean, New York outplayed them. They outclassed them in that World Series. So I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts, man, because I feel like, all right, imagine you guys are in a barbershop. All right, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, Kyle, you're in a barbershop.
Joe doesn't go in barbershop.
Yeah, I just shaved my own head.
And you're in there with the other guy, and you're talking sports about sports teams. And they're talking about the Eagles and who's better than what team, what quarterback better than what team. Are you guys going to defend Jalen? Are you guys going to side with a Cowboys team or a Cowboys fan or a Chiefs fan? Because I feel like he doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah,
for
Kyle,
what
if you're on
fan.
The bachelor party this weekend and they start ripping into Jalen, what are you going to say?
What are you going to say, man? You guys,
I'm going to join him.
Well, Eric, Terrence, here's my answer. I'm going to do the same thing I do here. It depends on what the conversation is. If someone comes up to me and says, Jalen Hurts stinks and Jalen Hurts is worse than Dak, I'll say, no, you're wrong. Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback. He's a champion, and Dak's never won anything. And he's declining anyway. But if someone comes up to me and says, Joe, actually, Josh Allen is terrible and Jalen Hurts is better, or Josh Allen's a loser and Jalen Hurts is better, I'd say, come on, man. Jalen Hurts is good, but Josh Allen's not a loser. I would say the same thing I say here every day.
I don't think you're getting invited to any Terrence's parties.
Well, that, you know
yeah.
what?
But
wish
Joe,
I was.
He's not the weakest link of the team. Like, he had a different coordinator in 5 years. I don't think any other quarterback can perform on a high level the way he has with five different coordinators in the last 5 years. No other quarterback can do that.
Perhaps not. And that's certainly an attribute of his, that he adapts very well.
Yeah, and they were... We don't go into the season that they're a run-heavy team because they figured out when the offensive line went to Sirianni and they said they wanted to run the ball more, they wanted to pound the ball, control the clock more. We knew this, but we knew Jalen Hurts, he didn't have a good season overall passing-wise, but I feel like we can't knock him for that Rams game. It was a snow game.
Matt Stafford threw for 320 yards. Snow game.
He was throwing Dickie Buck passes the whole game, and we were playing all coverage.
Thinking dunk.
I could do that in the snow.
No.
See, now the barbershop talk's going off the rails.
But did Stafford run for a 45-yard touchdown?
No, he did not.
Okay, so again, I understand the obsession with passing, but I think we go too far where it's all you focus on.
But wouldn't you say, okay, that's fine. Wouldn't you say if
Stafford had a 45-yard touchdown pass, I think that is something you guys would bring up quite a bit.
Could you imagine Stafford with a 45-yard touchdown run?
It would be wild. Yeah. All right, but that's fine. And I know with Terrence, quickly, give us your concert we need to go to. What do you got?
I will, quick question. Since Jalen Hurts has a good year throwing the ball.
Concert.
Where are you guys going to rate him at? Where are you guys going to put him at? If he has a great year throwing, but he doesn't complete the job. And he had an excellent season, but he left the same thing out. Where we get put up there with the top quarterback?
If he has an excellent season, like he's an MVP candidate, I'll probably rank him higher.
What if he has a crap season, Terrence?
Then this is over discussion.
What do you got for us? What is the concert we need to go to?
I mean, I've been actually privileged to go to a lot of concerts, man, in my life. A few years ago, my daughters, man, and I don't compare it to the Cowboy Carter tour, but I went to Beyonce to the Renaissance, my daughter, the Renaissance tour in Philadelphia. That was pretty good. She brought out Jay-Z. It was a great
Beyonce
concert.
I wish she would have brought out Jay-Z in New York when I was there. It was disappointing she didn't.
But it's a great experience, man. These people go crazy for Beyonce.
Yeah.
She's one of the, like, her, Taylor Swift. I don't understand that they get so much, the crowd, the fans, they go crazy about these stars, man. But definitely a good experience.
You got it, Terrence. We appreciate the phone call.
So what's his answer there? Beyonce, I guess?
I wrote down Beyonce. He was all over the place. That's all right. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls. Final hour to get in the voting. Who deserves the last spot? Hurts or Utley, the quarter century top five in all of Philadelphia sports. Also, when we get back, we are what, like five days away?
Best time of the year.
From Elliot's favorite time of football season, the start of training camp. We'll get some of the biggest storylines Elliot is looking forward to at Eagles camp. That's next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.